Well, good evening,
and welcome to Christian Radio Saturday Night. My name's Rob Christian, and I've got good news for you. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and everything is going to turn out just fine in the end. Well, our opening music tonight was He Giveth More Grace. And this was one of Buddy Dano's favorite songs, and one that had very special meaning for him. Buddy, a Houston pastor and Bible teacher for many years, went home last week to be with the Lord. From a strictly human viewpoint, Buddy didn't have much of a life on this earth. He was born pretty much alone, raised in an orphanage, and died pretty much alone. But I never saw Buddy down or show any self-pity. He was always up and excited about his Lord and Savior. Buddy never focused on circumstances. He always focused on Christ. Buddy was a prolific writer of Bible study notes. I don't think I ever dropped in to visit Buddy at home or at his office when he wasn't at his typewriter, hunting and pecking away. Many of his notes are available on his website at divineviewpoint.com. I never tired of hearing his experiences of witnessing to people. He led so many people to Christ because of his intense love for the Lord. One of the people he witnessed to was Sophia Loren. I don't know the outcome of that, but Buddy did get her recipe for spaghetti sauce. 29 years ago next month, Buddy performed a wedding ceremony that united me with my wonderful wife, Jerry. Buddy took great delight in his daughter, Bonnie, and simply cherished his granddaughter, Ashley. Several years ago, I recorded a poem called A Letter from Heaven, and I've received numerous phone calls when I played it. Years ago, Buddy's wife, Ellen, had a slow, painful, gut-wrenching decline from cancer. It was during this time that the song He Giveth More Grace came to have such meaning to Buddy and Ellen. It's my understanding that when at last Ellen was released to eternity with the Lord, Buddy wrote a letter from heaven. Now, Buddy has been reunited with his beloved wife and is now face to face with the Lord he served for so many years. In his perfect and completed joy, this truly is Buddy's letter from heaven. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." One of the most difficult times in life is when a loved one departs to be with the Lord, and we miss that person so desperately. It's natural for us to feel a sense of loss and deep loneliness, and that loneliness will not vanish overnight. But even when we feel the pain of bereavement most intensely, we can also know the gracious and loving presence of Christ most closely. Were our loved one to write us a letter from heaven, it might go like this. "This isn't death, it's glory. It's not dark, it's light. It isn't stumbling, groping, or even faith, it's sight. This isn't grief, it's having my last tear wiped away. It's sunrise, it's the morning of my eternal day. This isn't even praying, it's speaking face to face, listening and glimpsing the wonders of His grace. This is the end of pleading for strength to bear any pain. Not even pain's dark memory will ever live again. How did I bear the earthly life before I came up higher? Before my soul is granted its very deep desire. Before I knew the rapture of meeting face to face the one who sought me, saved me, and kept me by his grace. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die."
There may be a lonely valley waiting just around the bend. Many trials may come before I reach my journey's end. Through them I'll be faithful, and I'll walk in victory, resting toward the moment when my Father says to me, well done, my child, your race is over. You have fought the fight, you have kept the faith, enter into the joy.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Thank you. and sing for a sun that warms the morning sky. Who will know the beauty of my earth, sense the joy and wonder of its birth? Who will see the glory of the world that I have made? Of the day, creation's glory of song that comes from my heart, and it's the strength of love that only you can find.
In Jonah 2, it says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord." My friend, God sometimes allows us to face frightening circumstances so that we will learn to trust and obey Him. It's always best to obey the Lord right away. The way of obedience is the way of blessing. Well, that wraps up the first hour of music tonight on Christian Radio Saturday Night. But at 9:30, we'll have Music Till Midnight on the program called Postlude to a Day. Coming up next, Unshackled.